For more than a century, an unexpected thing has been going on far away on the borders of Worcestershire and Shropshire. During school term time, men and boys have been singing matins with an anthem and evensong with an anthem daily in a large chapel where there is hardly anyone to hear except the hops and fruit blossom outside. Why? Because in 1854, Sir Frederick Ouseley, a rich priest and baronet, founded and endowed his College of St. Michael Tenbury. The hymn you've just heard was one of his compositions. By its statutes, Ouseley's College of St. Michael was to promise a course of training and to form a model for the daily choral services of the church in these realms, and for the furtherance of this object, to receive, educate, and train boys in religious, musical, and secular knowledge. In fact, it is a preparatory school which sings. There are over 70 boys. Choristers pay reduced fees, and so do the sons of clergy. Resident masters and lay clerks who come in daily from Tenbury are the men's voices. The Father Willis organ is one of the finest in the country. Ouseley was an accomplished musician and composer, and when he was professor of music at Oxford, he raised the status of that subject there. His music library here at St. Michael's, brown folios rising from floor to ceiling in a great room, is world famous. Musicians all over England have been connected with St. Michael's. Sir Arthur Sullivan, as a boy, sang at the opening of this chapel. Sir John Stainer was organist here. The warden, as the headmaster is called, has to be a priest of the Church of England. And it's possible for a musical boy aged, say, 8 or 9, at St. Michael's, eventually to win a music scholarship to a public school, and thence go with a musical scholarship to a university. St. Michael's is a firm first rung on the ladder of music as well as of ordinary education. I wish you were with me in this beautiful place. It's in one of the only bits of deep, untouristed country we've got left. Timbered cottages, orchards, hops, and winding lanes under the soft slope of Clee Hill. The college is at the end of a wide common where there are flocks of sheep. It is stately and enormous-looking in its local grey-blue stone because its architect, Henry Woodyer, knew all about scale. There are a dining hall, which is like an Oxford College hall, and a long dormitory with pointed windows, and inside is like the hold of a galleon. There are cloisters, warden's house, and playing fields, all a compact group, dominated by this superb chapel, which is a sort of Lancing Chapel of the West. It is many-vistaed, the chapel inside, and its stained-glass windows, particularly at the east end, are some of the best I've seen of any age, although they're Victorian. The place vibrates with music, and how its beauty influenced a poet, you can judge from these lines by the late Christopher Hassell, who was a boy here, though he was not in the choir. Everywhere happiness, like the summer haze that hovered over the yellow-burning gorse and even seemed to be spreading far, far across the border into Shropshire. And all the while, from every aspect, wherever you were, the grey roof of the chapel exalted above the elm tops, St. Michael's Chapel, reassuring, bearing witness, saying to workers in the cider orchard, young boys mooching on the Sunday walk, and old ones coming into Tenbury for evensong, saying to earth and to the heavens where the clouds from Ludlow and Clee will forever be holding to the course of their serene dissolving journeys, night after night, whispering gravely to the radiant constellations, God is a spirit, God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth.